Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
We take you to Monmouth Racetrack in Monmouth, New Jersey.
Well, now, just before we get down to the feature race, it looks very much today, in the opinion of the experts, that it's going to be a very, very close contest between Dolly Jane and that beautiful new bay, Harass. Now, just a minute, fans. I've noticed here that Harass is not going to run. Remember now, Harass is not going to run. Be sure to scratch Harass.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
Oh. My name, Osai Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No,
I love this
no.
Giddy up.
groovy, baby.
Yeah.
Possum theme. Friday possum theme at that. Well, good evening, gentlemen and gentlemen. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Awesome. Great timing. Ta-da. And welcome to Friday Night Possum. Been a while since we've been on the air, if you will. You will indulge me. Yeah, there's stories to tell, I'm sure. That's some good typing there, Gumby. Alright. Oh, yeah, listening to Grenache Network. Very quickly, listening to Grenache Network. Home's finest, blah, blah, blah. Mondays, Fridays, we try to put on a possum show, and during the week and in the weekends and whatever, you'll find... Okay. It's a Knockout was a British TV game show. Ford vaguely remembers it from the late 60s, syndicated to Canada. Ha-ha. Very cool. It jogged his memory, Mr. Prefect. That was the theme. It's a Knockout. Anyway, clobbering time with your pal of mine, Ben J. Grimm. Don't miss it. It's a gas. It's a real gas, man. You know what I'm saying, Maul? Alright. Alright, which one? This one.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
What a crazy fucking show that sounds like. Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. It is Gumby.
Good to be here. Yeah. Dig it.
It's wild, wild, weird
Dig
stuff.
It.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, that was for
hey,
you.
My, my weird typing was when Dr. Cake arrived, I put in a little icon of a cake, and I did an exclamation mark right after it. That's what came out. It looked like a clean way of spelling fuck, didn't it?
A what?
A clean way of spelling fuck.
Oh, yeah. It did.
Let me do it again.
It did. It caught me by surprise there.
It was the cake and the exclamation mark. See that? That's what happens when you do that. I guess you gotta leave a space before the exclamation mark.
Yeah. It does look like an edited fuck. S-U-C-K. All right, Ted needs a treat, man. oh, the title of tonight's show. They quit saying it the last couple of days, but all over TV for the last couple of weeks, that's all they keep saying, quid pro quo. President, everybody, TV heads. And Gigantor called me the other night, and he's like, I had to look that up, man. He goes, did you know what that was? I said, yeah. But he's kind of a bellwether for me. I'll bet you there's a good portion of the population has no fucking clue what quid pro quo
is. I hear it all the time.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a
common item. You'll find it around the house. You know, it's
yeah,
not...
Sure. I'm waiting for the duck to fall when it doesn't speak.
Yeah, that's the secret word, quid pro quo. That's funny. Have a get Bobo out on the chopper talk, you know. And he's out there yapping with his mouth agape. And then the duck comes down and it says quid pro quo. There we go.
There you go.
Now we're thinking. We're thinking.
You got a cartoon.
Note to self. Oh, man. Let's get the plug out of the way.
Yes, I need help there, Mr. Prefect.
Okay. Well, I need help finding the damn thing. There it is. All right. Ford, we need help with the plug. Hit it!
All right, kids. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern time, His Eminence is going to be doing a show. I believe it is about something that has to do with music from 50 years ago, if you count. It's Eminence Front Radio. Tomorrow morning, 3 Eastern time. Listen to it live on www.wriu.org. Possum Blues at 4:30. There you go, kid. There you go.
Sheesh.
There you go, cat.
Most excellent, dude. Ugh.
All right.
I do this on the air even, you know, without the help of Optimus.
And there it is. There it is. The album's released October, November of 1969.
That's probably a good month. 69.
Yeah. There you go. There
I
you
don't
go.
Know. I didn't mean that was not a sexual.
I don't know about that.
So that's a hell of a good year for the rock and the roll.
There's
but
your
I almost,
theme.
I almost. Part. Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh.
It's our theme.
There you go.
So I almost did it, man. I handed it off to you, and then as you were talking, what I was going to talk about went out of my head. And I didn't have it written
there
down.
There you go.
And I'm like, son of a fucking bitch. think, man. Luckily, I have it. Luckily, I'm not on my first beer, so still drinking coffee, so it came back.
Yeah, you retrieved it. You retrieved it. All right.
Retrieved it. And it's very important. I got an email from your Blog Talk Radio. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And any of the free accounts are going to be limited to, I'm not sure, maybe 30 hours of storage. So they're going to start kicking shows. So
okay.
I guess I'm going to have to spend some time like with Trek After Dark. There's a lot of really good shows that should not be kicked, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a bunch that, you know, won't be missed. But, you know, a couple of those... Yes, we're pretty fucking cool. And
right.
This show's safe for now, but once we decide to pull the tent up, they'll be kicking these off too. So
okay. So it's not going to last forever,
about it hard.
Huh?
No, apparently not, man. So
forever.
I don't know if they've kicked any yet, but I got to download the Treks and the first incarnation of Possum Hour.
There you go. Dr. Cake spelled it out. Dr. Cake spelled it out correctly. Thank you, Cake. They're good.
So, yeah, anyway, if you're interested in any of the back episodes, now would probably be the time to get one of them little zip drives and throw it on there. I know Ford probably has his favorites tucked away because he's a loyal downloader.
My favorite, Miss
X. I kind of lost track.
Of.
Pardon?
My favorite, Miss X got rid of.
That was a good one.
Oh,
I just got done listening back to it and it was gone.
Oh.
Like, what?
Evil. The woman's evil.
Nah, she's just like, you know.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Austin Powers knows.
She's a lovely lady.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, Ford says he's got his fave Trek ones. I know I've got Wyndham and... But Tim Russ one was good. Of course, Claudia Christian calling me an idiot. And the two Steve Stevens
the
ones.
Best. Yeah,
those were gold. Those were gold, Jerry. Man, that guy, fucking story for everybody that ever lived.
Yep.
Like the Forrest Gump of Hollywood. Man. Except not a dummy. And Wyndham's, yeah, Wyndham's was a classic. Thank you for it. That was a labor of love over there. You know, that was a beauty. How many of them fucking role players got the actor that played the fucking character in the fucking show to come on their fucking podcast?
That's right.
None.
That's right.
How about that?
Right.
Who's Messiah now?
It's time to you. You're the real decker. You are the real decker.
I know. And he passed the baton, man.
Fuck
out.
I don't know. It's
cool
not like
guy.
He was quick to get rid of it. He was quick to shed
it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's not a big fan. And, you know, it's one of the greatest performances ever on episodic TV, at least in that decade. And he doesn't want to be associated with it. You know, he's just like, I'm proud of other stuff. So, to each his own. It was brilliant. He was brilliant. That show. So, that was that order of business. Check. We got Gigantor in the quid pro quo. Check. All right.
Check.
Well, let's give a little shout out to the Loyals.
Yeah, what?
Couple of Canucks.
Yes.
First up, Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be a show.
Dr. Cake.
Without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Say it in my radio voice. It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Yeah.
Women are getting weak at the knees.
Woo! A lot of moist seats now. And, not to be outdone, with his encyclopedic knowledge well in hand, it's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
Always a pleasure and an honor, sir.
What is it, Ted?
Man, I've been keeping her. No, Ted's eating a treat, man.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what these treats were, but I think that's like that might take him through the show.
Okay.
That thing's got some miles left on it, man. But that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Ed sends his love.
He's happy.
Bark, bark.
He's happy.
And Mind Viewer, thank you very much. Monsieur. And last but not least, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Thank you, sir. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good to be here.
Ladies and gentlemen, and pause and lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
That's our Hitler!
No.
As the Beaver.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
You got that right, Jacques.
Uh-huh. Damn.
Oh. Well, thank you, Ford, for bringing that to my attention.
Nice find, Ford.
I had more friends, I probably wouldn't play as many of your posts, but, you know, that's just the way it is. Boom, 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 boom. I had my birthday the other day. Happy birthday, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for
happy
all the wishes.
Happy birthday.
What a cool day, but it was a very cool day. Because it was Wednesday, and Rookstock had been the previous weekend.
Uh-huh.
A funny story about that. But
I'm
the
sure
night before my birthday, Mr. Science called. And, you know, we always have a good time yakking on the old phone. And he wasn't aware it was my birthday the next day. He was just calling to get the poop on Rookstock since he wasn't able to make it. And then on my birthday, let's see. Oh, yeah. Impeachment trial. That's pretty cool. You know, I was like, yeah. Banging a gavel, man. Thank you, dude. Dig it. Dig it. So I watched that for a while, and then I had a gig. I had
it's
lunchtime
gift
gig.
That keeps giving. It's a gift that keeps giving.
It was good. Oh, man, it was dramatic today, man. It was good shit today, man.
Yeah.
I suggest catch the highlights, man. Too long to sit there. I napped. I had it on. I napped, man. I'll admit it. I can't stay awake through all that shit. But I cut the highlights. Then I had a lunchtime gig. Like an hour, didn't even go an hour, with four little old ladies.
Oh. Ah.
So I drew them all once, and then I drew them all together. Huh? That was it.
That was it.
I entertained four little old ladies for an hour.
There you go. All right. That sounds like a good time.
It takes a little bit of talent, you know? You have to have some kind of personality to be able to, you know.
Yes, you do. I imagine
just have
you
the brass to go into someone's living room and act like you know what the fuck you're doing. And one was an art teacher, so that was interesting.
Oh, okay. Did she
that
grade your art? Did she grade it?
No.
Okay.
She hit on me, of course. But,
oh, of course. You got fair skin. That's what all the old bags say.
I think they were all about 10 years plus older than me. So they're like 70.
Okay.
Early 70.
Cougars. Fucking cougars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The one wasn't bad. I'd have dated the one. I think she was younger, though. She was younger. Nice little chassis. Anyway, they were nice. And it happened that the place where the gig was right next to the best liquor store in town, huh?
Hot damn. Scotch.
I said, dude, is it time for a birthday present over here? So, that's where I got the 18-year-old Highland Park, which...
Yeah, I like that picture.
Yeah, that's the bar, the monkey in the bar, and the Glencairn glasses. I had one. It was, you know, I seem to like 12-year-old scotch. When it gets older than that, maybe it's too complex for my pedestrian palate. I don't know. I'm not going to judge it. So I put the plug back in and stuck it up on a shelf, and we'll revisit that one at a later time.
Nice. All right.
But as I enjoyed my expensive scotch, I watched more of the impeachment. It was fun. So anyway, good day. Splendid time was had by all. I talked to Gigantor later in the evening. We discussed quid pro quo. So,
how do you go that long in life without hearing that expression?
I just turned him on to watching the credits of the TV shows. Like, I turned him on to the Westerns. He's digging the Westerns. And I'm like, yeah, check out the, you know, he goes, how do you know all these actors? And I go, well, I read the credits at the end, you know.
Yeah.
And I learn who these guys are. And he's like, wow, that's cool. So
I tried to get my nieces into that.
He's never been a very curious person, I don't think. that way.
Well, he's probably not an obsessive type. Like you and I are get into these old TV shows and everything. And Ford. I imagine Ford does too. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where I heard quid pro quo, but I mean, my dad was an attorney, so it might have been him.
There you go.
Give me the potatoes and I'll give you the gravy, you know, a quid pro quo.
Yep. There
you go, son.
I'm sure he's heard it a few times and he just went by him. He didn't pay much attention.
Right, he didn't stop to figure out what the fuck it was.
Yeah.
So. All right. We've bantered enough.
Uh-huh.
It's time once again to blow something the fuck up. Yeah, I forgot.
Blow
it
the fuck up. There you
I
go.
Remembered it now.
That's good. It's changing things up. That's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah. You're changing things up. That's all I'm doing.
That's what it's all about.
Okay. I heard this one at a gig. And it turns out that it's none other than Kelly Clarkson.
Ah,
familiar?
Okay. Yes.
Now, the video to this song, man, she looks hot.
Yeah, she's
right?
a cutie. Huh?
But then I seen her on a TV. She got a TV show. I'm like, is that the same girl with the TV show? Right? She got a TV
show.
Yeah,
little sweetheart girl. Yeah.
But she's wearing a muumuu on there. She's not. She's like all svelte in the video, but like muumuu on TV. What's that about?
Uh-huh.
Am I thinking of somebody else or what? Anyhow. Nonetheless, if you listen to this music, you could tell that the talent is weak and the production values are very strong. I mean, like strong, like a bad odor, you know? Overdone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, it's time to blow up Kelly Clarkson. What's the name of the tune? Behind These Hazel Eyes. And it's the hook. It's the hook. It's the hook that makes you want to blow it the fuck up.
Yeah.
Get ready for the hook.
Most definitely.
All right. Don't mind the shrimps on the way.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Seems like just yesterday you were a part of me. I used to dance with stars, used to be so strong. Your arms around me tight, everything felt so right. Unbreakable, like nothing could be wrong. Now I can't breathe, I can't breathe.
The string.
Here I am, one to go.
Shit, fucking fuck. Fuck you in the ass.
The ass, fuck.
The fucking
bitch.
Thank you.
Okay,
all right.
Fed, did you do that fucker in? Get out.
I'm watching that Kelly Clarkson video. My God, she's fucking hot. I never seen this.
It's got to be faked, though. It's got to be manipulated.
Yeah. I like it when she's crawling around in the fucking mud. Oh, that works for
yeah,
that's
me. Yeah, that's got to be a stunt body, man. A stunt body.
Hey, she has been already. I haven't heard about her lately.
Who?
Kelly Clarkson. She has been?
No, no, no. She got a show. She's got a show every day. Like one of them chat shows.
Oh, okay.
They sit around and they have like a, you know, the latest dipshit celebrity guy comes on and they talk, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I think she sings, which is kind of cool. It harkens back to the Mike Douglas show in a way, but
all right.
You know, I got nothing on her. She's a game show winner.
She's
a game show people.
Ever made.
Yeah, yeah,
when
I heard
you
that.
See a list of worst movies. Yeah. Two Kelly.
Yeah, I was reading
Justin or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, Kelly and Justin. Yeah, yeah, because they were both on the TV show. They're game show winners.
Yeah, yeah, one,
I think,
yeah
was
one
it The Apprentice or something? I don't know. Biggest Loser.
I think it was.
I don't know.
I think Bo Bo fired them. Biggest Loser.
That was the sequel. That'll be his new show. Biggest Loser 2.
Biggest Losers, and they were voted off the island or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll have that. Man,
yeah.
I shouldn't have grabbed the Canadian so early. This is just my first beer, and I'm not even finished with it, and I'm feeling this motherfucker, man. That's a real beer. You damn Canadians.
See that? Yeah, they don't fuck around.
They know how to make some beers. I tell you, man, delicious fucking beer, too. God. All right. Now, it's just us, so, you know, here's a, it goes no farther than this room, than this Possum Lounge, okay?
You got it.
Now, what happens in Rookstock stays in Rookstock, so this is not a story about anything that happened at Rookstock.
Oh, okay.
But this is something that I heard at Rookstock. So I figure it's fair game since it's the neighborhood knows already, you know, and I won't use any names, but it's fucking hilarious.
I like this already.
I know. It's fucking funny. It's a true story. This gal, she's cleaning her house. And her, this, you know, your Pittsburgh accents were, she's got a daughter, she's got a couple of kids. But there's one still living with her. She's 24. You know, she's living in mom's basement kind of thing. I'm sure she's working and whatever. She's earning her keep. I don't know anything about that. But anyway, she's got an older daughter living with her. She's still married to her husband, the father of kids, which is really cool, you know. And she speaks highly of her husband, which is admirable. But she's cleaning the house and found her daughter's $200 dildo.
Oh, $200.
$200 dildo. Yeah. I was like, man.
Okay.
What's a $200 dildo look like? But then she threw it away. And the daughter was kind of pissed off, you know.
Oh, yeah. $200 dildo.
Threw away my $200 dildo. What the fuck? She goes, well, you're not using that in my house. In my house.
Jesus.
Using that in my house. So, it was just kind of funny because they told us. They told the story, and then she showed up, so it's like, the dildo story's kind of interesting. $200 dildo. Can you imagine?
Did anyone ask why? $200? I mean, what is
it? Nobody knew. I mean, like, this is just like, you know, hearsay, second-hand, third-hand.
Yeah.
I think the whistleblower was the one that brought it up. But. nobody knew, you know. But yeah, I'd like to. What the hell's a $200 dildo look like?
Yeah, was it cash from Elvis? Elvis's prick or something?
I don't know, man. Yes, Cake said that better be some good dildo.
Yeah,
get that
take
right
your places.
Back.
Take your places you've never been before.
Buy me dinner.
Yeah, man. Jesus Christ. Holy fuck.
$100 dildo. I just thought that was funny. I hope. I didn't give any names. But it was Margaret. I don't know. You know, I don't think I've ever met a Margaret. I mean, I've probably met one, but I've never been, you know, knew a Margaret. It's a friend.
Yeah. Well, Maggie's always been one of my favorite names.
Maggie.
I always liked the name Maggie.
And you know, when I was a kid, there was a Maggie.
Maybe because of Northern Exposure. Northern Exposure really did that to me.
Yeah. There was a Maggie we didn't like.
I knew some Peggy's. I knew a lot of Peggy's.
Peggy's a nice one. Gigantor's dear departed sister's name was Peggy.
Oh, okay.
She was a good looking gal. Alrighty. So I think Ted's settled. $200 dildo story's been told. Check, check. I'm out of notes, and all I've got left is says President GTO, so he didn't show up, so he doesn't get that. Save that for when he shows up. He posts those things, and I'm pretty sure they're just ways to, you know, cement that they know the algorithm of your life and what you want, and it better serve you advertising. But he kept putting these things up that he should be president, and I'm thinking, under the circumstances, GTO all the way. I'm going. Mount campaign. At least he's got half a brain, right? What a bum.
Yeah.
That was a joke, son. He would laugh at that, too.
Yes, he would.
Okay. Yeah, he's making those blueberry muffin cookies.
There you go. I just put up the new headline there in the in my Friday Night Possum thing there, but I want to make sure your friends didn't see it or anything, so I called it $200 Steely Dan.
There you go. There you go.
There
now
you go. There you go. There you go.
You in Grenache? The Grenache or your?
Nah,
face?
My face.
Well. I don't even see that. Yeah, I wouldn't want that. Telling tales, gossipy, that's not nice. That's a sin, man.
It is a sin.
40 wax, wet news. It is. It should go to hell.
It is.
H.E. Double Hawk.
God don't like that
me.
Stuff. Yeah.
Bag
nabbit. Hey, what's with Ohio? Talk about it. What's with Ohio, man, with that law they passed? At first I thought it was bullshit.
Oh, yeah,
it is.
Well,
but now everyone's posting.
These right wingers in these state legislatures, like Ohio and some other states, they're passing these ridiculously impossible abortion laws, so that it will go to the Supreme Court because they want to have it reheard in the Supreme Court.
Oh, Jesus!
They want to overturn Roe.
I was talking about the students. Won't get a bad mark in science if it goes along with their religion. They could be completely wrong in their answers and their science.
Oh
with the religion.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about that, but that was an interesting. I saw that on the.
Jesus Christ.
I got nothing on that,
man. Stupid. As if we're not stupid enough. Now we're allowed to be stupid. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And plus, they have Jim. We have Jim Jordan. So I mean, we're really
Christ.
We're hurting for certain.
That's that right. That fucking asshat.
hat. Yeah. The thing that kind of sums it up for me with that guy, meathead. Meathead.
Yeah, meathead.
You know, he's a fucking meathead. A meathead.
Fucking meathead.
Meathead!
Dramatic. I like that. Yeah.
Very dramatic.
Uh-huh.
3 minutes. You'll never get back. We never run shy of 3 minutes.
Thank the Lord Jesus.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is this dog barking at now?
Ah, Jesus.
Because the time you ignore him, then he's got to go out and pee, and he pees on the floor. You want to go out? Oh, see, he's out of water. There you go, buddy. See, he has to drink extra water because of all the treats he eats during the show. Am I right, Ted, or am I right? He likes
these
them salty
pretzels
snacks.
Are salty.
Yeah, these pretzels are making him thirsty.
Uh-huh.
All right. Remember, you never get back. Yes. Tonight is no exception. Without any further ado, except maybe it might be doo-doo, yeah, oh boy, a couple extra minutes on this one, gang, so set your clock back 42 seconds, it's time for 3 minutes, you ever get me?
Some work for food. Hey, can I pay you in bagels? Some work for money.
How about 10 pesos?
Some work for love or hugs, a friend. I can't do sex for a living. I'm sorry. Some work for something funny. You know, two guys walk into a bar and the third guy ducks. Some work, but when? Depends on when they want to and why. Hey, I need you to work for me because I'm lazy and I don't want to work. Some work for a ride. Okay, I'll drive you a whole block for doing my laundry. Some you might have to really bribe. I don't know, would that be the mayor, the governor, the president? I don't know. Can I bribe you, a police officer? But me, I work for pie. Yeah, I can't deny. Me, I work for pie. Apple, peach, cherry, blueberry. Pumpkin, chocolate, pudding, mulberry. Me, I work for pie. Yeah, baked or even fried. Me, I work for pie. Some work for fame. Okay, I'll take your picture now. Some work for their family.
But Dad, I gotta have the day off.
Some work to go away. On a vacation to an island in the far off sea.
Booga, 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 I'm going. Booga, wee, wee, wee.
Some don't work at all. Some only work in the fall. But others, they work all the time. Then they spend their money on cigarettes, beer, and wine. But me, I work for pie. Yeah, I can't deny. Me, I work for pie. Apple, peach, cherry, raspberry. Pumpkin, chocolate, pudding, mulberry. Me, I work for pie. Baked or even fried. Me, I work for pie. all the pie. I want them all. I'll eat them. I got all day. Apple, peach, raspberry, cherry, pumpkin, chocolate, pudding, mulberry.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Yeah.
Dig it. Hey. Pardon me, I'm going to burp aloud, though, because, like, you know, my boiler, it's uh-huh. The doctor's order. It says, if you feel a burp coming on there, chief, let her rip. All right, I'm going to start off. That's that Canadians. I'm going to start off with an article from the HuffPost. It seems kind of, is it, what's the word, spurless? Like fake, like a phony, like not, what do you call it, legit?
Fictitious?
So, well, the headline caught me. It says, man gets really stoned, right, after drinking McDonald's sweet tea. And I'm thinking, well, what is the tea fermented? So he says, the article reads, man goes into McDonald's for sweet tea, Hilton Head, South Carolina. He asked for a sweet tea with light ice and extra lemon. Now, here's where it gets murky. He now believes extra lemon was code for marijuana since he found 3 bags of weed in his cup.
Oh.
Okay. Right now, then he says, he only realized it once he was high as a kite, quote. He'd never had... What? Brown says he'd never had marijuana, so he didn't recognize the taste. He says he paid regular price for the items. That guy is not... He's not telling you the truth.
It's something about that, though.
If there was bags of marijuana in with the Coke, it wouldn't taste like... I wouldn't be drinking marijuana. It's dumb.
I don't get it.
I think this guy is just trying to get in the HuffPost. That's me.
That's what it sounds like, Commodore.
Yeah. So just pointing that out. Man, Rookstock was full of the Pittsburgh accents, man. Up the yang. Holy cow.
A lot of yin.
Man, it's like, I don't even know if I heard one yin.
I love the yin. My
pals are not yinzers. It's like y'all. It's a y'all. It's Pittsburgh y'all. Yins. The only place in the world they say that, and it's. That was the only thing I. That's the only thing I asked my first wife. I said, look, you have to quit saying yins.
I'll put up with anything else. I will not have my wife saying yins. And she did.
Okay.
I never really, you know, too much. Anyway, Anchorage, Alaska.
Yes.
Anyone with an unpaid parking fine at the University of Alaska Anchorage campus has the option to reduce or cover the cost of their tickets with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That's how you can pay your ticket?
Oh, not the sandwich. Okay, they don't give sandwiches. They just give the peanut butter and jars of peanut butter and jars of jelly, see? Oh, that, I get
okay.
it.
They
say 16-ounce jars of peanut butter. The mix together PB&J. Anyways, $10 credit. 3 jars offers a $35 credit. 5 jars offers a $60 credit. So it pays to pay in peanut butter and jelly. Hell yeah, man.
You get more good
cheap. I don't know. I was thinking, like, you know, you could buy, like, the dollar store shit and make out like a fat rat.
Now, why is this?
Officials say the food goes to students in need.
Okay. All right. See that?
Cool.
That's something. All right. I was in their airport.
So that was that Ford. That Ford was your good news right there, huh?
That's your good news. There you go. There you go.
Who's your messiah now? Oh, he dated a gal from Aliquippa. Aliquippa. Yeah, sometimes it can be cute accent. Sometimes. Yeah, the girls I hobnob with, it's cute on.
Yeah.
Oh, I got some good hugs this weekend, man. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We talking Ken? Which Ken girl wasn't there? Wasn't
we get everything, all of it, man. It's beauty.
Okay. But nice Ken's wasn't there though, right? And her boyfriend, right?
No. But her friend's there. She's got just as good a Ken's.
Okay, all right. So a lot of hugging going on. Commodore's up in that.
Yeah. Well, I invite all the girls that, like, you know, I was too shy to ask out, but probably would have gone out with me.
Uh huh.
It felt pretty good, man.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, they're like, yeah, they're digging me now. Probably digging me then, but I was such a schmuck. I didn't, you know.
I was a drunk and scared. Schmuck.
I was scared they might say yes. I was a nerd.
Yeah.
And I'm turning back into a nerd. So thank you very much. Peanut butter and jelly, not sandwiches.
Peanut butter and jelly. Uh-huh.
No, we don't.
Working
we don't have any use
for
the sandwiches.
Pie.
Yeah.
Working
so if you just heard the first part of that story, not sandwiches, actual jars of peanut butter and jelly. Okay. Oh,
maybe
Hollywood.
Maybe they could take the equivalency of the sandwiches. Make like 30 sandwiches or 30. You know.
Still, they're going to go stale, man.
Yeah, break your
what if
stale.
They need any bread? Bread?
Yeah.
Send students that over to...
Pour bread?
Bread and...
Isn't
you make fun of me, man.
You're giving students aphrodisiac?
Wow.
That's what Jack Nicholson says. Jack Nicholson says that's aphrodisiac, man.
Oh.
He eats peanut butter.
Probably
all the
been
time.
Laid more than I have, so he probably knows.
So he knows.
There you go. All right. Well, Hollywood news.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Good news. Again, good news from Hollywood.
Good news.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is going to return in January 2020. Yeah, baby.
Yes. Yes, a reason to fucking live. A reason to get out of bed in the morning now.
Finally.
Good.
Unfortunately,
back? Leon?
Well, except for Marty Funkhauser passed away.
Oh, okay.
Last year. But this will be the 10th season. I'll bet you this is it. I hope it's fun. The last season was a little disappointing. I hope this one's like a killer. He's still got one more in him. Don't let me down, Larry.
I gotta rewatch that. I gotta rewatch it, man.
Some of those seasons are. I love the Mel Brooks season, the producer season. That was great. A lot of good guest stars in that one. Just when they owned the restaurant, that was early on. That was funny. So many great, great shows.
I like the one where he's instructing the Girl Scout how to use a tampon, how to put it through the bathroom door.
Oh, good God, that was so stupid. Oh my God, that was funny.
And the Seinfeld one was great.
There's a couple of those Larry Davids that are just side-splitting funny.
Oh,
side-splittingly funny.
The Seinfeld one where the woman that works in the show asked Larry David if she could cut out early because she has to take her daughter to the hospital, to the doctor, something's wrong with her pussy. And David said,
Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Some girl was working on set. You know, she's like a script girl or something. Asked if she could leave the set early because she has to take her daughter to the doctor's because something's wrong with her daughter's pussy.
And then later,
later on in the show, Larry David's talking to Seinfeld in this room, and then this woman comes in for something, and then she starts to leave, and Larry David says, "How's your daughter's pussy?" And you just see the expression on Jerry's face, man, it's great. He's like, "What?"
I think I only did that season one time through. I'll have to revisit that one. That was a good one, too.
Yeah. Who the hell said that?
That's such a great ending, too, because, you know, he's going to get back together with his wife finally, and, you know.
Yeah,
you
I got
a ring
it.
On that table. That was a good one.
My all-time favorite character is Susie, man. Susie Green is the greatest. You'll fit right in with that juke face of yours, Larry.
Just a tickle in the anus, man. That's all. It's just a tickle in my anus.
I love Susie. I'm in the mood for it now. That's what I'm watching this weekend. All right. Anchor down, baby. Anchor down. I got my cigars. Got my coffee.
West, okay, now back to the news. Back to Westford, Vermont. No, actually, we've ever done a story from Westford, Vermont. But Ted Pelkey will change that. He spent $4,000 on a statue.
Okay.
For his yard, I guess. He was trying to get a permit to build a garage, see? And he's been trying for 10 years. I guess he wants to put a business there. He says, it's never ending. They're railroading. It's really good. So he built a big middle finger, a hand with a middle finger sticking up on a pole. Spent $4,000 on it. 700-pound block of pine and sits atop a 16-foot-high pole. It's pretty nice. I mean, it looks like a realistic hand, and I guess he's got lights on it, so I guess he lights it up at night. And he lets everybody know. And he's kind of sick and tired of shit. Maybe now they will listen to him and let him build his fucking garage. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. I mean,
it's not bad.
Me, but that's the way to do it.
Well.
Get your point across. Fighting the man.
It's a hell of a
man.
Look it up. It's on, what's this website? Healthyfoodhouse.com. It's fucking hilarious, man. It's cool as fuck looking thing, man. I like it. I like it a lot. I don't know what it has to do with healthy food or weight loss, but, I don't know. that's a $4,000 dildo. Okay. Dr. Cake. This one should interest you, darling. Fan favorite, the Possums, Brian Setzer, Stray
yep.
Cats.
Yep.
Diagnosed with severe tinnitus.
Oh.
Canceled his 16th annual Christmas Rocks tour. It was scheduled to kick off.
That can't be good for a rock star.
No. So, thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
To, Brian Setzer. Where's my sound effect? All right, this
one. McDonald's French fries.
All right, this is
fries.
Thoughts and prayers. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we got to end on good news then. Sorry about that, Brian Setzer.
That's awful. That's a shame.
It's Tinny. It's not Woody. He wants the Woody.
They're Tinny sounds.
Now, I didn't know. Somebody was saying the Scots invented gin as well as scotch. Man, what a great race of people we come from, sir.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Not to be like, you know, it's a supreme, but man, a lot of good fucking inventions come out of that stupid little hole in the wall up there.
Yeah.
Well, it's cold and clammy. There's nothing else to do but invent cool shit.
Yeah. And then they clone sheep. Cloning sheep.
Well, I don't want to get into the sheep thing, but yeah, it's a cool place. Anyway, distillers, but this, I don't think this is a Scottish invention. No, this is from South Africa. It's a South African gin infused with elephant dung.
Who put that together?
Well, the creators, they got the idea because the elephants eat a variety of fruits and flowers, and they digest less than a third of it. As a consequence, in the elephant dung, you get the most amazing variety of these botanicals. And they thought, well, why don't we let the elephants do the hard work of collecting all these botanicals, and we will make gin from it.
Always thinking.
Yeah.
I bet you it tastes like an impossible burger.
There was a husband and wife team. That was the wife's idea to eat. No, that was the husband's idea. It was the wife's idea to make it out of elephant poop.
Well, so, that's thinking outside the box. You gotta give them that.
A bottle sells for around 500 rand, which translates to about $32, which isn't bad for a good bottle of gin. One infused with elephant shit? I'd have to check on that. Newman's Own elephant shit gin coming to a liquor store near you.
There's a Republican joke in there someplace.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Count like for Elvis Rothfarb, right? Because it's not really it's not really
more
a cover. Parody. But they did such a good job of really capturing the Beatles sound and everything, I think.
They did. That was
very
right.
Superior.
Neil Innes, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah, Neil Innes. Uh-huh. Innes, I believe.
Neil Innes, that's it.
Yeah, he kind of got ripped off. I think Eric Idle kind of...
Uh-huh.
They had a falling out. He felt Eric ripped him off for some funds. Who knows? You know, I don't know what the details, but that sucks. But they were a good team, man.
They were. Damn good team.
So, I forgot to announce this during the news, but yes... Rock Legends, the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, and I can say that legally now.
Yeah.
Because they were not legally allowed to use the doodah.
They were?
No.
Is that why it was dropped later on?
They were the Bonzo Dog Band.
Yeah.
Let me see. What did they say? The details.
I also wonder what happened to the doodah.
Okay, the band reunited in 2005 and were shocked to learn that someone else later trademarked a version of their name.
Huh.
Okay. Meant the band could not perform freely under the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band moniker. So they dropped the doodah for a while, but they've won it back.
All right, good.
There once again. Hopefully they'll make a lot of money. Yeah.
They come up with a name. Yeah,
ain't like
else.
Back in the old days, man. People didn't sue each other and shit like that back in the old days.
They shot them. They fucking shot them.
Okay. Fucking Gleason, man.
Horse thieves.
They go, Jackie Gleason, what the fuck? The Flintstones is the Honeymooners. Why don't you sue him? He goes, yeah, and then I'll be the guy to sue Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a dick. I don't want to be a dick. Right? Ain't worth it.
That's like,
you know,
what's his name? What the fuck is that?
Who?
Oh, I just went blank. That Jay Ward cartoon where you put on the hat and you're a smart guy. Who's the guy they were making fun of? Who was the fucking idiot back in the 40s or whatever, 50s? Remember Jay Ward? Yeah, you put on the hat and it makes you smart, and there was a different way of saying this guy's name. Oh, I'm going blank on it.
Man,
Durwood. Durwood?
Oh, the Durwood Kirby. I mean, the Kerwood Derby.
Yeah.
The Kerwood Derby. Yeah.
Kerwood Derby. Yeah, he was going to sue, but his advisors, his lawyers said you better not.
I can't believe I got the Kerwood Derby. Oh, man. That's a sick mind. We've been joined by Beth Ann Sand. She's a cutie pie. She just wished some sexy fucker a happy birthday. So whatever.
Aww.
A lucky man he must be. I'll tell you that much. You're an all right broad, dear, but then Shane. I had one more piece of business here. I don't know, man. Too many brain cells. I reckon we ought to just polka.
That's it, man. Maybe that'll bring it back.
Diddy Mao. Nah.
That's gone? It's gone?
That's a Canadian ago, man. That was... The chances of that happening again are slim and none, brother.
That's been 59. That's what that is.
Jeez, 59 years. You know, but even better than that, in 1 week, it will be 8 years since I had a cigarette.
Congratulations. Congratulations,
eight
sir.
Fucking, I'm almost to the decade, man.
All right.
Be able to take a sigh of relief in 2 years.
I'm puffing on a fat cigar.
Ah, you son of a bitch bastard. That's polka.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Thank you.
Absolutely, man.
That was a happy little ditty.
Oh.
I like that.
Come in Tokyo. All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hear you.
It's a kapuya, kapuya.
Kapuya indeed.
Kapuya, kapuya. Oh, wait. Oh, I know what I wanted to do before we leave. Because we're burning daylight.
Yes, we are.
Need some appropriate, what do you call music? Dang. Oh, well. I need something sexier than this for this story, for crying out loud. All right, well, this is better than... you know, those cruise liners, you know?
Okay.
I missed this on the news. I wanted to get it because it's getting old. This is back on November 3rd. A couple claimed they were kicked off a cruise ship over their rowdy lovemaking. And they're suing.
They should.
Ocean Liner. Yeah,
they
but...
they should sue.
You got to take into consideration they are Germans.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I mean, if you've ever... Oh, here we go.
Let's go to the tape.
Because, I don't know. Let this stay between us, okay, gang? Have you ever seen any German porn?
I don't believe I have. That's something I should investigate.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. They don't fuck around, man. I mean, they do fuck around. And they fuck around hard. These guys, they don't, man. They don't pull no punches in that, like, holy jeez.
In the cabin next to them.
So, yeah, just imagine. He's here, is it Crouch going at it, D? Swinging from the ceiling.
Mein Gott,
mein Gott,
mein Gott, mein Gott,
mein Gott, mein Gott, mein Gott, mein Gott. Anyhow, I hope they get their money back, man, because that's not cool. They should have those.
Yeah.
They should have soundproof cabins, so you can fuck brains out, man. I mean, you're on a fucking ocean, man.
They should take into consideration that Germans could be on ship.
You could be Germans, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, you're either throwing up or eating.
Not
or
wrong with that. Not wrong with that.
Or shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming, Beth Ann San. That was cool.
I love that. Beth Ann
and,
San.
And Dr. Cake, of course. Dr. Bringing it boy. Forgot to mention bringing it boy. Canadian. And, of course, good old Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
Yeah. Been, you know, couldn't do it without you, pal. It's
uh-huh.
True, too. The more. I'm so lazy. It's like, what did Ford post this week? Oh, okay. That'll work.
Whatever you do, don't mention the lovemaking.
Okay.
There you go.
Is it, the German porn part, you know, I don't want everybody to know it.
Every time I hear the word German, I automatically think of Basil Fawlty. Tequila.
Canadian.
Water.
Man, not the Germans. Don't mention the Germans. Don't mention the Germans. Bad name.
That was fucking classic. All right, that's Jodo Grenache. Don't mention the war.
Oh, that was it. Don't mention the war.
Yep, don't mention the war.
Well, we got to beam out of here. So say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Energy!
I'm the guy they call Little Mickey Mouse. Got a sweetie down in the chicken house. Neither fat nor skinny, she's the horse's Winnie is my little Minnie Mouse. When it's feeding time for the animals, and they howl and growl like the cannibals, I just turn my heel to the hen house deal, and you'll hear me sing this song. Oh, the old tomcat with his meow meow, old hound dog with his bow wow wow, the crow and the mule. Gosh, what a racket I got all of us all. I have listened to the cuckoo to his cuckoo, and I've heard the rooster cock a doodle doo. With the cows and the chickens, they all sound like the dickens when I hear my little Minnie.
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!